Good afternoon, welcome to our meeting. It's 1:30 PM on July 2nd, 2024, and time to convene a regular meeting of the Snohomish County Board of Commissioners. I'm Sid Logan, President of the Commission. Here to meet today are Commissioner Tony Olson, Vice President, Commissioner Rebecca Wall, Secretary, John Harlow, General Manager, Colin Willenbrock, General Counsel, Melissa Collins, Commission and Executive Services Director, Allison Morrison, Clerk of the Board, Jenny Rich, Deputy Clerk of the Board, and Morgan Stolzner, Deputy Clerk of the Board. Written record will indicate others who are present. Please turn off or mute your cell phones or electronic devices at this time. Copies of the agenda are located on the Deputy Clerk's table near the entrance. Commissioners, are there any items to be added or changes to be made to the published agenda?
I have none.
No, I have none.
Okay, thank you. Comments from the public is item two on today's agenda, and that's when the board will hear comments for items that are not listed on today's agenda. Comments will be limited to 5 minutes, and persons shall be recognized to speak from sign-up cards located on the Deputy Clerk's table near the entrance. If joining by Zoom, click raise hand or dial star nine if by phone. I will call on you to speak at the appropriate time. This meeting is being recorded. When addressing the board during the meeting, please step up to the podium, use the microphone, state and spell your name and indicate where you're from. Please remain at the podium while you speak and address the commissioners and not the audience. If you have documents or other materials to enter into the record, hand them to the Deputy Clerk who will distribute them to the board. Appreciate your cooperation with our procedures. Please note that all motions receive an automatic silent second from the board. This ensures that all issues can be brought to the floor for discussion. So we'll start out with a flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First up, item one, our CEO General Manager briefing and study session. Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. We have one item to go over in the briefing session today, and that is the BNSF Clearview Tower Needs Amendment and Carl Peterson. Good afternoon, Carl.
Good afternoon, John. Good afternoon, Commissioners.
Be a little closer to the microphone, please.
A little closer.
Thank you.
All right. Good afternoon, guys. Today, we're bringing y'all a proposal for the Clearview, BNSF Clearview Tower lease agreement or amendment. The purpose of this today is to obtain approval of the communication site co-location lease amendment to allow for continued location and operation of BNSF railway companies' communication equipment on Snohomish County PUD's Clearview Communication Tower. I'm joined on Zoom by Nick Johnson, the telecommunications manager, who's going to speak to some of the details.
Thank you, Carl. Can everybody hear me okay?
We can hear you.
Great, thanks. So back in 1994, the District and Burlington Northern Railroad Company, or BNRR, entered into an agreement allowing Burlington Northern Railroad to install and operate communications equipment on District's tower in exchange for the replacement of the existing tower with a new tower capable of meeting the increased loads BNRR's railroad or equipment required. Essentially, they asked us to install new equipment. The tower that we had on site wasn't big enough to meet the loading requirements of their equipment. So the district and BNRR entered into an agreement where Burlington Northern built the tower, exchanged ownership to the district in exchange for 30 years of free lease for that. This agreement was approved by the commission under Resolution 4147 on July 12th, 1994. Like I mentioned, the ownership of the tower transferred to the district upon completion of the tower construction. It was a 30-year term expiring July 12th of 2024, which is only in a few days from now. And it had an option to extend the agreement with negotiating fees comparable to fees prevailing in the region. And then in 2005, Burlington Northern Railroad Company changed their name to BNSF, which is short for Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railroad Company. And we're here today because Burlington Northern Santa Fe, or BNSF, has requested an extension of this agreement. So looking forward to the new agreement, BNSF will continue to have 6 microwave dishes and 1 Omni VHF antenna and 120 square feet in the existing district radio shelter. This is all Almost the exact same as the original agreement, with the exception of one antenna that they had removed. Its extension, the term is extended through July 12, 2027. And we've used our existing fee structure for joint use on district towers to arrive at the $69,424 annual rent. And then we have additional terms that revolve around money being exchanged. So notification and communication of changes, if any changes on the attachments occur, anything like that. If there's a late fee, we have interest in there. Also the requirement for leaseholder excise tax and termination terms in case either party decides to terminate this. A few items to note here is, Carl, I'll go back just a quick second here. The extension through July 12, 2027, three-year term is kind of unique for the district, and we're doing that because we're trying to align all of the district joint use master license agreement and site license agreement together, and all of our agreements are due to expire around that time. And then there's probably a question on why we're here July 2nd, only a few days before the expiration. And this was a kind of a unique one to negotiate. At the time, it was a really good agreement for both groups, and it definitely spoke to kind of being a joint use structure. But now that it is a SNOPUD-owned structure and that fees are exchanging, there was quite a few more terms that had to be added there and negotiated. We've been working on this since about April. Ultimately, I think we arrived at a good spot, and we're excited to continue the agreement with BNSF, and we've had a really good working relationship, so we're looking forward to continuing that. So next steps, unlike typical where we'd wait a meeting to go for approval, we're asking this afternoon for the commission's consideration of a resolution approving the district to amend communication site co-location lease amendment, allowing for the continued location and operation of BNSF Railroad Company's communication equipment on Snohomish County PUD's Clearview Communication Tower. So with that, are there any questions?
Questions, Commissioner?
Well, I did have a question about requirement for having to
speak closer to the microphone.
I did have a question regarding the you had to have at least 2 weeks prior to voting on a resolution.
That's just our practice.
I know.
Yeah.
It's not a requirement under the law.
No.
I have a hard time sometimes figuring out which are this, which are that. All right. Well, I mean, it's a simple amendment, and we certainly need to do it. I don't object to that. I just, want to play by the rules.
Yeah, it definitely is unique, and we had a lot of work from Mo Matthews in our joint use, Paul McMurray in legal, getting this thing kind of across the finish line, and we almost did make it, but we're here today.
I can understand the need to sync all of these agreements, extension through July 12, 2027. But help me understand, if this is a difficult negotiation process, was the way considered that there could be, if it has extensions to it? Because in 2 years, 3 years, you're going to go back at the negotiating table.
Yeah, this one, the existing lease had verbiage in the contract that really didn't allow the district to put any ending term on the lease. And that was one of the main pinch points for the district. And in exchange, that's actually what BNSF was looking to extend. So ultimately landing on this three-year term allows us to end this lease and put it in the same contract as everyone else, which meets the need of the district treating everybody the same. And, we gave 3 years. What we wanted to do is actually get them on our existing master license agreement and site license agreement, like all of our other joint use. So we landed on that 3 year term.
Followed by what?
If I might speak a little bit on this issue. So this is, I'm sorry, Paul McMurray, senior counsel with the district. The 3 years was really key to, 2027, we will be coming to you with a form master license agreement that we want to use with all these folks.
Okay.
And they, BNSF has a quite different agreement right now. So that agreement will be replaced by that master lease agreement, license agreement that the commission will review and approve in 2027.
So as part of, oh, excuse me, go ahead. As part of the negotiations this time, does B, whatever the railroad is, understand what the next step is? At the end of 2027?
It's been explained to them.
Uh-huh, it's been explained. And it might be, theirs is a unique one because they are what they are. I got a smile.
Oh, yes.
Anyway, I have no issues with this. I'm just concerned about what you're going to get at the next negotiating table in 3 years.
We will be taking a fairly firm position that everybody that falls within that category, those type of agreements, is going to be using the same master license agreement. We did that.
Thank you, yes, too.
Did that previously with the pole attachment license agreement that you approved in 2020.
Yeah.
And also with the small cell license agreement that you approved around that same time frame.
Okay, thank you.
I have a procedural question. So this is not an interlocal agreement because this is on another agency. What's the reason the board needs to approve this as opposed to just staff?
Well, first, you did approve it by resolution back in 1994, 95, I forget the year.
Right.
And so we're following that practice. Typically, when you approve an agreement by resolution and then we want to amend it, we bring it back to you through the same process. Okay. The other old master license agreements to date have been approved by resolution before the board. That's been the board's practice. I don't believe that that's actually a legal requirement, but it's been your practice. And so the idea in 2027, when we bring back to you a form master license agreement, is that you will consider that, hopefully approve that, and then we won't have to bring those back to you all the time with a resolution. Those will actually be authorized through that process so that we can execute them without coming to you with a resolution.
What term are those?
We haven't decided upon a term yet on those.
All of them?
Yeah.
Okay, so they all expire on this date?
They all, not on July 12th, but they all expire in that time frame of 2027.
Any follow-up questions,
Mr. Chief? No, thank you. Request that next time I'll have to give us more time to study.
Okay.
Next is our, is that anything else, John, this morning?
No, that's it.
Okay. Or afternoon, sorry.
Yes.
Next item through our consent agenda. Oh, sorry. Item two, comments from the public. Are there any comments from the public for items that are not listed on today's agenda? State your first and last name for the record. I have a card here for Mr. Keeler. Mr. Keeler. Calm down.
My name is Stephen Keeler, K-E-E-L-E-R. I'm a resident of Edmond, Washington, and a ratepayer. Good afternoon to the commission. Commissioners, item one, I've struggled with this, and I've decided when I cannot say anything good about the misapplication of a battery technology, I just move on. So let's move on to item two. Commissioners, here's a hypothetical. The three of you have worked for months generating a document that resolves an important policy and public position. You've listened to the locals, you've studied the flora and the fauna, you've considered the cultural highlights, you've shown your concern for Mother Gia, spelled G-I-A. You've done all the hard work, and you issue a document. Several days later, one politician, one person, comes to you and says, no, 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 what you did is wrong. You didn't listen to me. You didn't evaluate by or based upon the criteria that I think is important. You've come to the wrong conclusion. Now you go back and do your work my way. probably realize I'm talking about something called Horse Heaven Hills Wind and Solar. So now we get to wait and see what comes about from all of this. Finally, commissioners, the last item. Have you downloaded your copy of order number 1920? Have you struggled to get through it? This document, to me, this document is the perfect example of the saying, you give an infinite number of monkeys, an infinite number of typewriters, and one of them will come up with order 1920. In this case, two monkeys came up with the same order. I urge you to study carefully the dissenting comments on the paper you have. And I wish you a safe and sane 4th of July. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Keeler.
Thank you.
I'm not seeing any other hands raised on. There's no hands raised online. And so we'll close our comments to the public and we'll move on to item 3, our consent agenda. 3A, approval of the minutes for the regular meeting of June 18th, 2024. 3B, bid awards, professional service contracts and amendments. And 3C, consideration of certification slash ratification and approval of district checks and vouchers. I'll call for a motion.
I move approval.
Are there any comments from the public regarding the consent agenda? I don't see any hand raised in the room or online. Do you have any questions or comments, commissioners?
No.
No.
I have none either. I'll call for the vote. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed say nay.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Next. Item 4, public hearing. 4A, district-owned electric vehicle charging retail rate update. I will convene a public hearing on the district-owned electric vehicle charging retail rate update. We have Christina here available to answer any questions and provide the prior presentation if it's necessary.
I studied it again, everything that was presented last time, and I don't have any further questions about
it. Okay. We have a member of the public here. Would a member of the public like to see the presentation?
No, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Commissioner Olson?
The presentation was very thorough.
Previously. Okay. So are there any comments from the public regarding the district on electric vehicle charging retail rate update? Not seen any. It sounds like there's no questions or comments from the commissioner. I'll call for a motion to continue the public hearing on the district owned vehicle electric vehicle charging rate update.
I move the public hearing on the district on electric vehicle charging retail rate update to be continued to Tuesday, July 16th, 2024, 1:30 p.m. at 2320 California Street in Everett, Washington.
I'll call for the vote. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed say nay.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, item 5, items for individual consideration. 5A, consideration of a resolution authorizing the Assistant General Manager, Distribution and Energy Services, Public Utility Number 1 of Snohomish County, to execute Amendment Number 1 to the Clearview Communication Site Agreement with the BNSF Railway Company. I'll call for a motion.
Commissioner Logan, can we just confirm it's the engineering department?
Okay. Yes. Consideration of a resolution authorizing the Assistant General Manager, Distribution and Engineering Services of Public Utility District Number 1 of Snohomish County to execute Amendment Number 1 to the Clearview Communication Site Agreement with BNSF Railway Company. I'll call for a motion.
I move approval.
So we just had a presentation. We still have Nick here available to answer any questions. Are there any comment from the public regarding this resolution? Not seeing any hands up. Any additional questions or comments, commissioners?
I have just mine earlier.
It's very fresh in my mind, the whole thing. Okay. I will call for the vote. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed say nay.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, item six, our CEO General Manager report. Your report for us today, John.
Yeah, just a couple items to provide. When we have a new energy control center system operator apprentice that will start on July 16th. And on our line apprentices, we had almost 600 that went through the written and physical testing and moved on, and only 32 are now moving on to the interview section. So yeah, high demand for the line apprenticeship program. And the process that our team has developed, HR, the Joint Apprenticeship Committee, line group, it's really two full days out at the Arlington Training Center, and really a very effective process in how they screen the applicants to get it down to the number that can pass those physical tests to move on to interviews. Yeah.
We had 32, did you say?
Yeah. On July 9th, it is the target launch date for our customer communications on the $200 bill credit from the Clean Energy Commitment Act funds. The communication plan includes an email to customers we believe will automatically qualify, as well as the launch of a web page and a self-attestation survey. And that's it for today. Happy to answer any questions.
Any questions or comments from John?
No. I have none.
That's an impressive number of apprentices. That's wonderful.
Well, and it's building.
Yeah.
It's building here. I mean, they have a real need in terms of building the backfills.
Yeah.
Great.
Next is item seven, commission business. We have 7-8 commission reports. Are there any reports, commissioners?
I have none today.
I have none.
Next is item 7B, our commissioner events calendar. Are there any changes to the commissioner events calendar?
The park event on the 16th. Mm-hmm. I think I'd let you know I'd like to be a part of that. At first I said no, then I decided to.
That looks like you're on there. Huh? It looks like you're on there on the 16th. Yeah. Any other comments or changes? Okay. Next is item 7C, our 2024 Treasury Budget Forecast and Major Project Status Report for May. Senator Bond's available to answer any questions. Do you have any questions, Commissioner?
Can I have one minute?
Sure, I'll try to find the page because I know I had questions too.
No.
Okay. On page 4 of the document, I noticed that our wholesale sales are up, and it's during a bad water year, and so I was wondering why the wholesale, some thoughts on why the wholesale is up relative to budget.
Hi, Sarah Bond, Budget Financial Planning Manager. So the first quarter we experienced high purchases and sales. The sales weren't as high as the purchases to help offset, but we did experience higher. Now this in May and April and May, they're not as high. They're kind of back to normal. So really all you're seeing is a reflection of what happened in January.
Oh, the first quarter. Great.
Yeah.
Lawyers up there. I know I had others. So there's a better way to find them. Yeah, our other facilities, other project, our forecast is $9 million of CapEx, and our budget was 1.4.
Yeah, current forecast has a placeholder for a potential property purchase for East County.
Okay.
So it's still a placeholder at this point, but we are including it in our forecast.
Good, that makes sense. No, that's it. Thank you. Any other questions or follow-up?
I have none.
Thank you, Sarah. Next, we'll move to 7D, our 2024 District Performance Dashboard. Are there any questions or comments from the commissioners on the performance dashboard?
I have none.
Next is item 7E, consideration of a resolution approving the First Amendment to amend an employment agreement between Public Utility District Number 1 of Snohomish County and John A. Harlow. The board is required by our amended employment agreement with John Harlow to actively manage the performance and compensation of the PUD's general manager. At the behest of the board, I asked staff to gather actual salary and compensation data from among the largest public utilities in the nation that provide the same services as our utilities to assist the board with evaluating an appropriate adjustment to the general manager's annual base salary that is consistent with the current market data and his exemplary performance. A draft salary amendment consistent with said compensation data can be found in our board packet for consideration.
After careful consideration, I move approval of the First Amendment to amended employment agreement between Public Utility Number 1 of Snohomish County and John A. Harlow, effective July 1, 2024.
Are there any questions or comments?
You know, we spent a lot of time discussing, debating. I have no question.
I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed say nay.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Next, item 8, our governance planning calendar. Are there any changes to the governance planning calendar?
I have none.
I have none. How about you, Commissioner Olson?
No.
Okay. Okay. Is there any further business to come before the board today, Commissioner Olson?
I have no more business.
Okay. Commissioner Olson, none for you?
No.
Okay. Hearing none, it is now 1:57 p.m. Our meeting is adjourned.